Welcome to the Powered Services Podcast, your go-to source for all things MSP. Each episode, we're diving deep into the world of MSPs, exploring cutting-edge solutions, strategies, and insights that empower you to supercharge your services. Join us as we connect with industry experts, thought leaders, and tech visionaries who are reshaping the managed services landscape. Plug in, power up, and prepare to elevate your MSP game to the next level. Now, here are your hosts, Dan Tomaszewski and Will Bishop.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Powered Services Podcast. And Will, how about that? You officially made the introduction. Like, are you not excited?
I'm beyond excited. I'm not sure what the episode count was it took to get there, but they were all worth it.
Yeah, listen, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Powered Services Podcast. We're super excited to have you with us today. And I think this is a special episode in more than one way. We're going to talk about why you should be doing a podcast. And like that is something that we get lots of questions of from MSPs, and we're helping hundreds of thousands of MSPs around the globe do that. But before we get into that, Mr. Andrew Moon, welcome to the Powered Services team. Really excited to have you to be a part of the Powered Services team and going to make a big impact with all of our members. That's a pretty exciting announcement.
I'm super happy to be here. The big shoes to fill with you and Will, for sure. So I'll do my best.
We just bought some bigger shoes, so like let's all grow together and let's fit into this mammoth pair of shoes. So let's just go for it.
Awesome.
No, this is really exciting. So Andrew is now a part of the team with us and is going to be playing an integral role. You know, we're trying to expand, you know, the content that we do for you as MSPs. We're trying to get more and more, you know, right into the level of where you're at and helping you grow, mature, and build a successful MSP. And Empowered Services, we really try to do that in all the different areas. So you're going to see and hear some awesome episodes. We're going to continue to have awesome guests come on. We're going to share insight of what we're seeing in the industry. So this podcast is going to be something that you're just going to want to make sure you're subscribed, it's on your favorites, because we're going to try every week to bring you something that nugget that can help you move the needle in your business, or something for you to go back and just take a look at or get a different perspective on. So looking forward to our episodes as we get kicked off here. So let's get into episode one, one of the new branded podcast or the new group or the new crew. Let's get in and have a couple conversations around why MSPs should podcast. So before I go, because most people have heard me, you know, let's go around real quick. You know, Will, I'll go to you, and then Andrew, like, you know, just from your guys' perspective, you know, what are you seeing in the why behind an MSP doing a podcast?
Yeah, you know, Andrew and I had an interesting conversation yesterday about controlling platforms, right? And this is one you could do that with. Like, you don't have to worry about being found in the search engine algorithms or the algorithm changes. If you get people coming to a spot, they're picking up your podcast, they're subscribed to it, it's easy to find. You can drive audience, you've got a platform, and you know that people are going to be able to find you, and you can measure what the interaction looks like. So that's one of the first things that I would kick out to consider.
Yeah, and I think too, like, as an MSP, there's a huge gap of trust that we have to bridge to get a customer to sign a check with us to come on board. And podcasting is an easy way to do that. It's an easy way to build connection with somebody way before the sales process even starts a lot of times. So I think it's an easy way to dip your toe into creating your own brand and coming up with your own brand voice and allowing people to know you as a person.
Yeah, I like that. I like both of them. I think it hits right in those areas. And the MSPs that we're seeing and hearing that are doing the podcast, it's really that. Like, you're establishing a brand that people can trust. And I think a lot of times, you know, I've mentioned this, you know, people reach out to me and they're like, I've been listening to you and I've been listening to your podcast. And it's like, I know you. It's like, so when I get on a phone call to have a conversation with them, they're like chatting with me about episodes. Like we've been friends for years. And it really is unique on how we can connect with people through our true raw emotions and who we are and make that sense of trust and building that brand. It's just a dynamic game changer that I don't think enough of us are leveraging. And I want to get into that though for a few minutes is, you know, I see MSPs that do podcasts and they do, it's all tech. Like it is literally everything about DNS, gateways, servers, breaches, how everything happens. But then I see probably the most that I've heard the results come from are the ones that are going out in the community and they're having business conversations with the banks, with the insurance companies, with different local businesses, you know, getting their foot out there and talking business while mixing in a little bit of tech or an element. You know, I'd be curious to hear you guys on like, you know, what if I'm an MSP that's looking to start a podcast, do I need to go on and talk all tech or can I go and have business conversations and get out there? What do you guys recommend? I'd love to hear from you guys to start. So maybe we'll reverse it. Andrew, we'll go to you and then Will.
I think the tech is great. Like I like listening to those podcasts just from a tech perspective, but I have to analyze it and think about, okay, that's what I geek out on. It is the tech. A business owner is not going to necessarily geek out about the tech. They honestly, most times don't care. They care about whatever it is that they're trying to do. If I'm an attorney, how do I increase billable hours? I don't care what technology is involved in that. How do I solve that problem? Like most business owners aren't staying up at night figuring out, okay, I need to make better use of Microsoft Teams, you know, but so you have to put yourself in their shoes first. And if you do that and have those conversations, like you'll be amazed at the difference that the sales process goes through when you're speaking to direct problems and you're able to do that in an informal environment like this on a podcast. I think that's, we have that natural tendency to gear towards the tech, but that's not always what the business owners want.
Yeah. And I would just bounce off of what you said, Andrew. You can always get a business owner to geek out about their business, right? Tell me about your business. What do you guys do? What, you know, what are struggles that you have? And if you're talking about things that are real world, for example, if I said to you, hey, I've got another dentist that I deal with that's figured out how to decrease the amount of time it takes to check in a patient by 90%. Definitely interested in talking about that. And, you know, we could say at that point, hey, we're using touchscreens and some cabling and whatever we're doing versus, hey, let me tell you about all these monitors we installed in this system and wiring and software. Like, I'm not too interested. You know, I'm trying to fill teeth or something. But, yeah, it's definitely how you frame the conversation. Like, what are we getting out of the tech? And then we can back into the tech as what we do for sure.
Yeah, I think the other side, like, you know, we've talked about it is like, if you're out in the community, though, and you're out there interviewing, talking to other businesses, you're getting out there, you're getting your name there, you're building a brand that people can recognize. The second part of it that I love is watching the MSPs. You know, you go and have a business conversation with the CEO of the local bank. Guess what? In their next newsletter or on their social media, they're probably highlighting that podcast episode. And so now you're getting in front of their client base. You're getting in front of them. Now, they're not necessarily saying, hey, I promote your MSP, but that podcast going out builds credibility for your MSP. And I think a lot of times we're searching for marketing dollars and where is the best, most effective marketing spend. A podcast, we'll get into the equipment here in just a few minutes of just how easy it can be, but it's pretty low cost. And if you put in pretty low investment in time, we'll talk about that here in a second, but that's a pretty good ROI when you're getting in front of everybody's customer bases for spending 30 minutes doing an interview with somebody. And next thing you know, you're in front of the bank, you're in front of the insurance companies, you're in front of the law firms, the other places around town for simply having them on a podcast and having a business conversation. More people probably have the same bank and the same insurance company. And next thing you know, they've seen you twice. And now it's like all of a sudden that brand recognition, Andrew, that you mentioned in the beginning, and like Will, as you're talking about like going out there and trying to be someone, having great conversations, like those things are happening. And next thing you know, referrals, you know, inquiries, landing pages, your marketing now that you're doing on social media is more effective. Your email marketing that you're doing becomes more effective. Your website becomes more effective. Like all of a sudden, the things that we work so hard at as an MSP become more effective because we're juicing it. And we're juicing it in a way that's not costing us thousands of dollars a month. This is something you can do relatively inexpensive. And I kind of want to get into that for a couple minutes with you guys. You know, cost. You know, if you're an MSP, you're looking to get into this and you need to get going, I think you should at least make a solid investment on the microphone and the soundboard. You don't have to, but I think it makes a big difference in the way you sound and the way you come across. Andrew, can you maybe hit on that for a second?
Yeah, and the tech, like it has gone like completely night and day difference between 2020, like when I started doing a quote unquote podcast. Like it is so much easier to do now. Now the platforms are there, like everything seems to be catching up. But I think, you know, especially if you're going to do an audio only podcast, yes, the microphone is definitely the level up there. Even the USB mics have gotten so much better even in the last year. So where you might not need a full audio interface, like it could be just as simple as a USB, you know, like the Rode PodMic USB or the Shure SM7DB, which is now also USB-C. So yeah, so again, a $300 to $500 investment in a microphone, especially for a podcast, is clutch. Like you have to start there.
I mean, you could realistically, between a soundboard and a microphone, let's say you're all in for $1,200, maybe, yeah. Like, probably a little bit less, but let's say you're there. I don't know any other marketing tool that you can spend $1,200 on and get the return on the investment. And then it's also used. I mean, I use my stuff for meetings all day long. I improve my meeting, you know, sound quality. I've improved a lot of other things inside that are making it super, I don't want to say super. It's making it, I've leveled up the game now for just my overall personality, brand, and people can see that I made that investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son and his friend have a little podcast that they do that's growing in popularity, let's say that. But for Christmas, they both wanted microphones. I mean, they knew that that's where the money needed to go for the first investment.
Yeah, and I think, you know, let's get into this, though. The next part is, okay, I bought all this awesome equipment. You know, you can get like a Rode, you know, the podcaster station. You can get the Shure microphone like you were talking about. So we've got the equipment. Let's kind of go through the next couple processes real quick. The next thing you got to think about is what's your podcast name? What's your podcast name? What's the brand you're trying to get out there? I'm interested to hear your guys' thought on this. A lot of MSPs come to me and I sit down and their podcast doesn't have anything to do with their company name, brand, or anything. And I kind of steer against that. This is just me. That's why this can be an open debate here. I like things that are tied to the brand of the business. Because if we're going to use this as a marketing tool, I want it to be associated that when people hear it, know it, and go through it, they associate it to me and the brand. Because if not, it's not to say that we're not doing something good. It's just, to me, I feel like we're losing that marketing pizzazz that we're struggling in the MSP world in general. This at least keeps it consistent. There's people that disagree on this, but I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And the connection can't be too clever or far removed, right? Like, it can't be an inside joke. You get it, and maybe you explain it to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. It has to be plain in your face. Like, it's obvious. Powered Services podcast goes with Powered Services, right?
Yeah, and you talked about what I will tell you, but one of the first persons that I saw doing this format was Satima Fowler. She had her podcast was Rochester Rockstars, where she lived, and that's what she did. She went and interviewed local business owners, and it was, again, it was quite successful. Didn't have her name in it, So it can work, but it takes a little bit more effort to for people to connect the two as you grow the audience. So I think it can work both ways, but I start with, like, if you're going to try to decide on a name and maybe a cover graphic, like, go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcast, like, just scroll through and see where your eye stops. Like, what grabs your attention as far as a topic or a picture, and then just brainstorm from there. And just figure out something that might be applicable to tying in an MSP / business / tech conversation.
Yeah, that's all great. You know, so we go through, we get the equipment, we figure out the name. You know, there's a little bit of extra work now you got to do. Like you just said, you got to get your cover art. That's one thing you got to get done. If you're not a graphic designer, go on Fiverr. There's plenty of people on there for probably $500 that are on there that can build cover art for you once you've got your inspiration, like Andrew is saying. And then you got to work. Once you've got your cover, your theme, like who you are, you got to get that intro, outro music. Some people, it's just a quick 5-10 second just jingle or sound. Some want that introduction to like what you're going to be listening to and what you hear. But you can also do that on Fiverr for 15 to couple hundred bucks. So it doesn't have to be expensive. And now you're out of the gate. You've got your soundboard, you've got your cover graphic, you've got your intro, outro. You're ready in some cases to start, recording your episode. So let's get into that for just a minute. You know, recording an episode, Andrew, when you go in and do a podcast, how do you prep? Like if I'm brand new into podcasting, I'm going to go interview the CEO of the bank. What should I do? And like, how do I prep for when we're live and doing the interview?
I research the heck out of that person, whoever I'm interviewing. Like I study anything they've posted on social, like what they're interested in. I connect with them one on social. LinkedIn's a great place because I can connect with them on LinkedIn and you see who they're connected to. You see what conversations they're having. You see what their interests are. And I think, you know, it makes great conversations when you go in prepared like that. You have to think of it in the mindset of a reporter. Like, you know, am I reporting on the news? And it has to be that mindset as you go through and think about that. Like, put yourself in, you're Barbara Walters now. What would you want to know as a listener from, you know, Susie Bank Owner? So.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's the part where a lot of us, you know, struggle is the prep, you know, and I think it's like all the other things can be easy. I feel like different people have different things. Like for me prepping, you know, Will, I want to go to you on this one next. But like for me, I do the research on the people I'm talking to. So I at least know their background, but I try to go into podcasts. People are like, what questions do you want me to ask? And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'd rather you just have a general conversation with me. I want to go in, you know, if there's topics I don't want to cover, I'll tell people in advance. I'll be like, look, I'll talk about anything but these areas. Like just, this is where I'm comfortable talking. And I feel like for me, I have a better episode or the podcasts tend to be more raw and real. So I think everybody has a style and I think you got to be able to play into that. Will, you and I have been doing this for a while and I feel like we've scripted some episodes like to where it's like, hey, these are the questions. This is what we're going to do. This should get us to the time. And then we'll get through like 7 minutes in and we're like, well, crap. We thought we were going to get those questions. We're going to get us to like 28 minutes. And then you're sitting there scrambling. But like, you know, what's your style? Like, what do you feel like?
So I'll switch gears on you a little bit. You know, sometimes you and I, Dan, it's just us. We don't have anybody that we are interviewing. And we're just speaking on a topic. When we go into those type presentations, I like to sit down and just collect my thoughts. I'll get a piece of paper and like, hey, if I were sitting here talking to Dan or Andrew face-to-face about this, what are the things I would bring up, you know, in conversation if time were in a constriction? Get those together. I'll do a little research and just kind of, I don't really have, you know, a script in front of me. We've done some episodes where I tried to do that. Like, these are all the things I'm exactly going to say. And that, to your point, Dan, it lasted 5 seconds. I'm like, okay, that's out the window. What are we doing now? But just a general outline. Like I might have 7 words on a piece of paper in front of me and they mean, hey, you want to talk about this, and you've given it some thought. So definitely some preparation, but not always like heavily scripted. I think, you know, I've presented with people in the past, and it's obvious from their side that they're reading through a script, you know, and it makes it a little stilted. It makes it a little stiff. The conversational style of me is always, it's easier. It seems like it's more well received as well.
So we go, we do all these things, we prep, we have the recording, the day of the recording, you know, obviously you're looking to record where there's low sound. You don't want to have all kinds of distractions and noise. You know, you want to be able to record low, you know, really good sound quality, to take your file and be able to upload it here shortly. Anything in terms of while in the episode, best practices, Andrew, that you'd like to share with anybody that would make, like, you know, best practices that we should definitely keep on top of mind?
Definitely have a checklist. Like, I have a checklist that I go through every time I sit down and record. And, you know, that's what I'm thinking about, all of those things that, you know, making sure the dog's not running around the house, making sure, like, no deliveries are coming, like, wherever you happen to be recording. But having that checklist, making sure, like, all the stuff on your computer, especially if you're doing these, you know, virtual recordings, like, turn everything off. Like, make sure that, you know, Dropbox isn't running. Make sure, you know, Teams isn't running. Your Outlook's closed. All of that. Just the normal stuff that you would think we would think about, but having a checklist, like, I don't rely on my brain. I'm like, okay, every single time I have a template that new episode, this is the pre, you know, recording. This is what happens when I'm recording. This is what happens post recording, and just document it. That's the great thing about us being in tech. We're all good at that. We all love creating those processes and checklists. We just don't a lot of times take the time to do them for ourselves, but podcasting is no different. Like, just start with a checklist, figure out, okay, what, just get 1% better each episode.
You mean like the checklist that says, like, hit the record button? Like, you know, I actually have done that. Like, it's really easy to hit the intro outro music on the road, you know, podcasting. And then I get through like 10 minutes into the episode and I look over and the red button's not lit up. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I didn't hit the record button. I'm like, I'm really sorry, but we need to start over. This was great. And I didn't get a single word. So that's why checklists are great to have for these things, because in the moment, there's a lot of things when you kick off. You're hitting the intro button, you're hitting the record button, you're making, like, there's lots of little chaos for like that first 45 seconds. And then it's like, okay, you can cruise, but it's like getting to that point. It's good to have that, from a best practice standpoint. I want to kind of wrap there. Oh, go ahead, Will.
One thing to add there, Dan, you know, I'm sitting here listening to Andrew talk about his checklist, and I'm reflecting back to like the first one, the second one, the third one that you and I recorded. And I remember at one point, we looked each other in the eye on the camera and said, hey, we're going to hit the record button, and whatever happens in the next 20 minutes, unless it's like total failure, we're going with it. So throat cleared, misspoken word, whatever. And really what we were talking about too was, you know, hey, it lends some authenticity. Nobody's perfect. If we miss a word here or there, not the end of the world. To your point, Dan, you'll get better on the second one, third one, fourth one. So strive for perfection, but as I stammer over my words here, but it doesn't have to be there, right? You can be off just a little bit, and it feels authentic that way.
We don't edit that.
Done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect.
Yes, sir.
Just get started.
Yeah, and that's, but our motto has always been too, Will, is like, we don't edit our podcast. Like, if we say something wrong with a little flub or whatever in there, we go with it. Like, and that's just always been our MO for how we do it, because it's like, hey, we want people to realize we're real too. We make mistakes. Things happen, and, you know, it's a part of the show, and I want people to feel that connection with this. So, and we do hear that, like, the people that I talk to, they're like, man, we love it. You guys are sincere. Like, we can just tell that you genuinely care, and like, you're really, you know, you're authentic about it. And I love that, because that's exactly who we are. And that's what we're trying to convey. And I think by keeping it real and who we are, we're able to let that happen. The last thing that I kind of want to end on is to round us out here, just because, you know, we're getting close on time for this episode, but you've done all these great things. The last thing that you really, there's two major things that you need to do. One is you need to upload it to be able to get to its final destination, which is hopefully your Apple, Spotify, or Google podcast, wherever you're listening to your podcast. That process is, everyone thinks it's painful because there's all these different podcasting worlds, but we use a program called Buzzsprout, and we upload the podcast. It sends it to every one of the podcasting areas. We get our results. We get our everything. Like, we see it. We can actually schedule podcasts. Like, if I want to go record three or four and schedule them for the next 4 weeks, I can go in there and schedule them if I wanted to. Making it super easy for you to be able to get it out to the world fast. But once it gets out to the world and you hit that publish button, you need to do some promotion behind it. You need to have your graphic that you create to promote the show episode. And like, make sure that you're highlighting, hey, I would love for you to listen to the podcast. Or Andrew, I know I see you do clips sometimes, you know, and you send out little nuggets and things, but you can't, we do all that work getting to it and all that work building up to it. We can't let loose at the very end and let the wheels fall off. It's kind of like going and working an event or going to do another stage of marketing. It's like the follow-up and the call to action, and the, we got to get people to follow up, do that call to action, which is like and subscribe and listen. And as we gain, that's how we gain our user base. But what would you guys say to kind of end up here, like to kind of end and round out podcasting, that you want to leave our listeners thinking about, like, you know, going through this process? What's your word of advice? We'll start with Andrew and go, Will, we'll let you close this out.
You know, I think about all of the money I've wasted trying to do one marketing thing after another. And like, we've all done it. And the simplicity of doing podcasting, like, yeah, it is such a low cost effort to get the equipment, but just get started. Like, I think that's the hardest thing, is getting out of our own way and get started. And especially if you're going to get started, I definitely recommend batch recording like the first two or three. And then you've got some breathing room for to plan and get a little bit better. But yeah, this is probably the easiest to do long term. And like you said, it's not one and done. This is evergreen content that can live on, and it's evergreen content that's in your voice. And yeah, I can't recommend it enough. Like, I really can't.
Yeah, for me, Dan, to bring it home, I guess I would say that podcasting is all about talking, right? At least that's what we think. My word of advice would be listen. So it's always interesting to me. You read interviews with these people that you see that are influencers on different platforms, and if you listen to what they're saying in the interview, it took a while. They put some content out. Maybe it didn't take off. They did something else, and it did. You know, they had to play around a little bit and get some feedback, ask questions. You've got customers, you're talking to them. What kind of podcast material would you like? What would you listen to? What would you like to tune into? Maybe they've thought about it, maybe they haven't. And then look at your metrics. You know, Dan, I could ask you what the worst performing podcast episode we ever did was, and you could tell me right now, and I can too. So look at the metrics. You know, what are people listening to? What are they not? May have to do with the presentation. We can talk about that more later, but that would be my word is, hey, be open to the format may need to change. The type of content you're delivering may need to get tweaked or changed a little bit, but see what people want and be willing to adapt.
We'll give you that for that. That's a great feedback that you guys left for everybody. So look, this was a great episode. I'm looking forward to our next one, which will be next week. So you got to tune in to next week for next week's episode. But Andrew, welcome to the team. We're excited again to have you. Hopefully everybody, you took something out of here that you can get, you know, a good understanding of, like, podcasts can be something real for you. And my challenge to you, there's still plenty of time in 2024. Go out there, start your podcast. It doesn't have to be weekly. You could do something that's bi-weekly, once a month. Set your rhythm and your tone for it, but get started. And if you need help getting there, we're here to help and support you. Reach out to us. We're happy to lend a hand to anybody in the channel that wants to get going with podcasting. So until next time, everybody, have a great day.
And that's that's a wrap for today's episode of the Powered Services Podcast with Dan Tomaszewski and Will Bishop.
We hope you're leaving with your mind buzzing with new ideas and strategies to revolutionize your MSP offering. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights. And join us next time as we continue to decode the complexities of managed services. Until then, keep powering through. And remember, the future of MSP is bright and fully charged.
Thank you for listening and stay connected.